Laotian pastors are released from jail. A hate campaign concerns believers in the world's largest democracy. And a strong quake in Indonesia brings memories of tsunami. Believers are marking a new opportunity. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. There's good news and bad news coming out of the country of Laos. The good news is 6 pastors have been released from prison. The bad news is there are still 3 more in custody. They were arrested in March as they were heading to Thailand for a pastoral training seminar. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
Laotian authorities want to control the church. They want to, in some cases, simply eliminate Christian presence from their country. There's definitely a desire to prevent Christian work and evangelism from going on within the country of Laos.
VOM supports the growing church through training, literature distribution, and advocacy. You can help through their prisoneralert.com website.
People can log on, they can write a letter to this prisoner. The site will actually translate it into the Lao language so that when you print it out, it will be in a language that this pastor who's in prison can read.
While it encourages the pastor, it also puts pressure on authorities. Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization reports that there's been no end to the hate campaign against Christians in Orissa State. Now, extremists will only allow believers to return home if they convert to Hinduism. OM offers shelter and food for 4,000 needy believers at the refugee camp, and the All India Christian Council is gathering information from victims to file in a court of law. There's been little government aid for these victims. Pray that God would hasten justice for the believers there. You're listening to Mission Network News. A powerful earthquake and aftershock struck the waters off western Indonesia just a few days ago.
The recent earthquake reminded us, even though there wasn't notable damage where we serve, of the impact of the tsunami a few years ago on the island of Aceh.
That was Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung. The tsunami of 2004 devastated Aceh, setting the infrastructure back a decade or more. At the same time, it sped ministry forward by light years.
That created a little bit different climate and an opportunity for ministry, and we're grateful for that. And we can see how sometimes these natural disasters, which so easily prompt questions of why, sometimes those answers can be surprising in what happens in the aftermath.
Because Christians were the hands and feet of Christ during the crisis, today,
Words of Hope ministers in Indonesia in the languages of Bugis and Makassar on the island of Sulawesi.
Meanwhile, Orphan Outreach is looking for a church to help with a unique outreach opportunity in Guatemala. Orphan Outreach's Tiffany Taylor says Luis Palau is taking his evangelistic festival to the country in March. Taylor says,
in conjunction with that festival, Orphan Outreach is working to bring the children that we serve and all the orphanages and Christian schools to the Children's Day that will be part of the festival. And we're really looking for a team of people to come with us to minister to those children, help take them to the festival.
Taylor is looking for an evangelical church group. She says it's a 2-week commitment, and it includes Bible distribution before the festival.
We have opportunities to take these Bibles into Christian schools, into orphanages, and then on the Children's Day, this team would have the awesome opportunity of taking the children to the Luis Palau Festival and being a part of the festival.
If your church is interested, go to our website for contact information. And Partners International works with the Sudanese Christian Fellowship to train church planters. While mentoring a young trainee, one church planter in the program used an innovative way to evangelize 3 fishermen. He told them about their need for salvation and used a banana to illustrate his point about accepting God's grace and forgiveness as they would accept a banana. Partners trains and sends church planters to unreached people groups, and you can help. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.